live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the chair of Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee says the weekend storms in Donegal are a stark reminder of the perilous conditions in which some people are living. Meanwhile, a clean-up operation is underway across the county following the damage caused by Storm Franklin. Donegal County Council has been told that investigations are ongoing into claims of corruption, and booster vaccines have been approved for children aged between 12 and 15. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First news though, the chair of Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee says the weekend storms in Donegal are a stark reminder of the perilous conditions in which some people are living. Councillor Martin McDermott says some people in North Inishowen stayed up all night and in some cases houses affected by Mica were damaged. Calling for the implementation of the revised scheme to be fast-tracked, he told Highland Radio News that if government officials don't stop dragging their heels, the consequences could be disastrous.
We need this process to be expedited a lot quicker than what it is at the minute, and I would be urging, you know, the minister, the government, to expedite the legislation. Things are taking far too long, and we cannot keep living the way people are living at the minute. The government and the ministers now have to realise that this new scheme needs to be up and running long before the timelines that they're saying.
In terms of the infrastructure to actually start work on houses, how confident are you that once the money comes in, the work can be done? Because we've heard concerns expressed in the past about availability of contractors, availability of alternative accommodation. It seems that once this really kicks in, there are going to be a lot of questions with regards to how quickly it can actually be completed.
There's lots of other problems that's going to happen then, but I think to alleviate those problems and to get working on those problems, we need to get the scheme in place, and that's the first thing that has to happen. I think the other elements, whether the building contractors and the extra housing, all that can happen and should happen and must happen along with that, but we must get a scheme in place because that is what we need to move forward. We certainly don't want to be in a situation where a house comes down, where a wall comes down on top of somebody. I had pictures this morning of a wall in Malinhead and a house that people were living in last night, and half of the wall fell down during the night last night. That is not the kind of houses that people should be living in. That is not the circumstances that we should be in. And it's going beyond a point now where it's getting really, really, it is serious, but it's really, really serious now. And, you know, there's going to be a life lost. And, you know, I hope the people that, and the civil servants and the people that are holding back and making life difficult, making every juncture that we go around difficult for us to get a scheme up underway, I hope those people can live with themselves when something happens, because that's what's going to happen. That's how dangerous houses are at the minute.
Mica homeowner Sharon says she lived in fear this past number of days because of the multiple weather events that hit the county. She told today's 9 till noon show that homeowners need help.
Every time I heard a gust of wind, I nearly was holding my breath to see what was going to happen. It's been quite scary this last few days with all these storms. Us, like many other houses, have mica, and the storms just aren't helping because there's water coming into the houses, there's moisture coming in, and then with the wind, then things just get a little scary. And even though we've weathered the storm last night, we aren't sure if there has been other damage that we can't see yet, and that's the scary part as well. You know, has our roof moved another little bit that we just don't realise yet? It's just a nightmare. I shouldn't need to move my family out of the house, you know, for a night because of the storm. Someone needs to help all the families in this situation.
A clean-up operation is underway across Donegal following the damage caused by Storm Franklin. It was the third storm to hit the county within a matter of days. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jack Murray, has praised council staff and other services who responded to the storms over the course of the past week. The local authority's Director of Emergency Services, Gary Martin, says with each weather event being slightly different, it's been a challenging time for teams on the ground.
We had an overnight event Saturday into Sunday substantial rainfall, I suppose, over the Esk and Derg and Finn catchments, and that causes difficulty on Sunday mornings in the south and the east of the county. And then that led in then, I suppose, to the weather or the wind-related event with Storm Franklin. We've had a substantial number of trees down right across the county, and they are being removed. They have, many of them have been removed at this stage, and others are being removed. These things tend to grind you down. You know, this is the third storm, is it, in 5 days or 5 or 6 days? So I suppose, look, you know, even just staying on top of the emerging conditions, and they've all been slightly different in their own right. One was, I suppose, a coastal wind related. The other, I suppose, was snow related, and then this most recent one, I suppose, was on an on-land wind-related issue on the back of substantial flooding. So they all bring their own challenges in their own areas. But I just acknowledge and thank all of our own teams, indeed all of the other emergency response services that have worked so hard over the last 5 or 6 days in responding to this constant stream of storms that we're having at the moment.
Well, the SB crews are continuing to work to restore power to all of Donegal. The county has been affected by widespread power outages. The SB's Brian Tipley says while crews are doing their best, some customers will be without power overnight.
Our crews are out assessing. The weather is beginning to kind of settle down, so it makes it a bit easier now for us to start and get properly into our fault restoration. We'll get significant numbers of customers back, but there will be small pockets of customers that will remain out overnight, just given the quantity of outages and the amount of fault repair work we have to carry out.
Donegal County Council has been told that investigations are ongoing into claims of corruption. The claims were made by two councillors in November. The reconvened January meeting of Donegal County Council was held today at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. Councillor Frank McBurty, whose interventions caused earlier meetings to be abandoned, was not present. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At the Council's November meeting, Councillors Frank McBurty and Micheál Colomagala-Ospig both raised questions about the actions of some members and staff in the discussion, during which the word corruption was used. Caoimhearlach Councillor Jack Murray and CEO John McLaughlin both asked the two councillors to present evidence by the end of January. When asked by Councillor Gary Doherty if evidence had been submitted, Councillor Murray said all he had received was a number of freedom information requests from one of the councillors, accompanied by handwritten notes. He said he had passed those on to Gardaí. The chief executive said at the time he had asked an independent external body to come in and review the files, particularly in relation to the purchase of 5 houses in Buncrana, about which a number of questions have been raised. Mr. McLaughlin said he has seen no evidence of corruption, and both he and Councillor Murray said they would make no further comment and allow investigations take their course.
Meanwhile, Donegal's newest councillor says he's honoured and humbled to take over from his late father, Councillor Bernard McGuinness. Councillor Johnny McGuinness was formally co-opted onto Donegal County Council today. He says his aim now is to ensure the work of his father continues.
It's a mixed emotions today. Obviously, I feel honoured and privileged to be here, but it's certainly not a day of celebration either. I look forward to getting on with the job.
You're in this for the long haul, and obviously a lot of thought went into this before you said yes, you would take the position. You didn't just run into this. I mean, you've put a lot of thought into this.
Purposely, we didn't make any harsh, rash decisions, and we took our time. We decided as a family that we would want to see our father's remaining tenure seen out by a family member, and we'd like to make sure that all projects that he'd been working on are brought to fruition, delivered for the local area, and also we've pledged our full support to the MICA redress campaign also, so whatever I can do to further those causes, I'll be happy to do.
It's going to be a challenge, obviously, today. As you say, it's an emotional day. It's a day of finding your feet, but there's a lot of work to be done, and you're going to find yourself very quickly thrust into that cut and thrust of daily politics in Donegal.
Certainly, there's a steep learning curve ahead, and I'm very well aware of that, but the sooner I get sat down and sooner I get my teeth into it, the sooner I'll be able to make a positive contribution and further the causes that are close to our hearts.
On the other hand, though, no more experienced man than the man you learned from.
Well, we grew up with the father of in his own politics, I suppose. I'll be dwelling on many of those years of those conversations that I had over the kitchen table, and hopefully look to him for some inspiration when times are tough, and hopefully I can do emulate him even half as much and service half the amount of people that he did and help half the amount of people that he did. If I've done that, it'll be a positive contribution and something that I'd be very proud of.
Booster vaccines have been approved for children aged between 12 and 15. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has accepted a recommendation from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee. This age group will be offered a COVID booster 6 months after their second jab. The same gap will apply between a COVID infection and a third dose. Discussions, meanwhile, will take place later on ending the mandatory use of face masks. Government leaders will meet this evening with ministers to sign off on the plan tomorrow. NEFIN has recommended masks are no longer required in most settings from the end of this month. It comes as 6,338 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed today. 3,473 are PCR-confirmed cases, while 2,865 people registered a positive antigen test through the HSE portal yesterday. Case numbers for the weekend have also been released today, which stand at 7,923 for Saturday and 5,925 for Sunday. As of 8 o'clock this morning, 634 COVID patients were in hospital, 53 of them in ICU. Northern Ireland, meanwhile, is also rolling out fourth doses of COVID-19 vaccines to those aged over 75, as well as the immunocompromised. It follows recommendations by the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation in the UK. In a statement, the North's Department of Health said most people in this cohort had received a third dose in September or October of last year and believe their immunity will have waned substantially before autumn 2022. The health watchdog has published inspection reports on five facilities in Donegal. A number of non-compliances have been identified in some of the centres. Greg Hughes has more.
At the Ballyshannon Community Nursing Unit, there were non-compliances recorded in the areas of registration, governance and management, premises and fire precautions. At Donegal Community Hospital, non-compliances were identified in staffing as well as governance and management. At Falkara Community Hospital, non-compliances were recorded in the areas of governance and management, personal possessions, premises, fire precautions and residents' rights. At Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny, non-compliances were identified in the areas of registration, staffing, training and staff development, records, governance and management, persons in charge, infection control, fire precautions, assessment and care plans, healthcare and residents' rights. No non-compliances were recorded at Larissa Lodge Nursing Home in Letterkenny. In instances where issues have been identified, compliance plans have been produced by HICWA, with inspectors and management at the centres identifying timelines in which the issues can be resolved if they have not been resolved already. All the reports can be read in full at hicwa.ie.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer and a 3-1 victory for the Republic of Ireland women's under-19s over Russia in Antalya, Turkey, rounded off a productive camp for Dave Connell's squad. It's their second meeting over the Russian team. In their first meeting between the two teams, Ireland were 1-0 victors, and they once again come out on top today courtesy of some early goals. Donegal girls Erin Fildara, Kieran Brown and Emma Doherty all featured in today's game. Ireland left Turkey with 2-1s out of 2 against the Russian side. They'll continue to work towards the UEFA European Championship Phase 2 qualifiers in the Czech Republic this April. In local soccer over the weekend, at intermediate level, Bonagie United are through to the quarter-finals of the FA Intermediate Cup for the first time in their history after they defeated Everton FC on penalties. The game ended 2-2 with Michael Doherty and Dino Larkin netting for Bonagie. Jason Gibson's side then won the game on penalties with 5 perfect kicks as well as a save from goalkeeper Oisin Cannon. And Coghill Celtic, they finished off a good weekend for local intermediate teams. They're also through to the FA Intermediate Cup quarter-final. They went to Dublin and defeated Liffey Wanderers also on penalties. The game had finished 0-0 in Dublin, with Cock Hill reduced to early in the second half down to 10 men following Adam McCarron's red card, but Gavin Cullen's men also progressed to the last 8 of the competition with also 5 perfect penalties. Cross Channel Leeds say they'll ban for life any fan caught throwing things onto the pitch during their Premier League game with Manchester United. Visiting player Anthony Elanga was hit by an object as he celebrated a goal in a 4-2 win at Ellen Road yesterday. Leeds are reviewing CCTV footage while the FA are also looking into the incident. 9 arrests were made in relation to the game. And the PFA say concussion protocols in England are not working. They've been speaking following the decision to allow Leeds player Robin Koch to play on in yesterday's game at Ellen Road. The German player was later substituted after a blow to the head and a challenge with Scott McTominay. The PFA have called for temporary concussion substitutes to be introduced. In Gaelic games over the weekend, Donegal were defeated for the first time in the National Football League this season yesterday afternoon, going down 113 to 7 points away to Kerry. David Clifford's goal midway through the second half helped the Kingdom to victory. Donegal manager Declan Bonner has spoken of his disappointment of his side's second half performance.
We thought probably at the half time we started the game reasonably well. First maybe 12-15 minutes was 2-2, and Kerry kicked on 9-2 at half time. But even at that, we felt that wasn't insurmountable. There was a chance in the second half if we needed to tag on scores, but we didn't get those scores. We kicked one and then we gave away a poor goal, which was disappointing. But just probably in that second period didn't create enough chances, and ultimately Kerry were a better side. I would have been disappointed with our second half performance.
Tyrone, they got their first victory of this year's National Football League with a 2-7-12 point victory over Kildare. And Derry made it 3-1 from 3 in the National Football League Division 2 after they beat Cork 113-7 points in Owen Beg. And the Donegal Ladies, they maintained their perfect start to the National League campaign with a 2-11-25 victory away to Westmeath. 2 first half goals from Karen Guthrie gave Maxi Curran's side put them well on their way to a 5-point victory. In athletics over the weekend, there was a notable success for Donegal athletes at the European Masters in Braga in Portugal. Noreen Bonner of Finn Valley claimed 2 medals, both in the 8K cross-country event, where she finished in 2nd in the individual, whilst her Irish team also ended the day with gold medals. And a wonderful performance from Noreen and her club colleague Kay Byrne was also impressive in her race. Again, she was running in the 8K cross-country event. She finished just outside the medals in 4th. Later in the day, Mark Connolly placed 18th in the 8K cross-country race. There's 9 Donegal athletes taking part in these championships, which are running all week. Today, Kira Cairns of Fun Valley will take part in the long jump. In rugby, Leinster duo James Lowe and Jimmy O'Brien have joined the Irish squad ahead of Sunday's Six Nations meeting with Italy. Lowe had missed the first 2 games with a hamstring injury, while O'Brien could win his first cap against the Azzurri. And Wales, they've called up Tolope Folau ahead of Saturday's Six Nations clash with England at Twickenham. The Bath forward replaces Exeter's Chris Cusanza, who's been released back to his club after picking up a hamstring injury. Scotland Rugby Union head coach Gregor Townsend called up 6 new players into his squad for Saturday's Six Nations match with leaders France. Among them, Glasgow's Ollie Smith and Kieran McDonald could win their first caps. In cricket, Irish captain Andrew Balbirnie says they produced a complete performance to book a place in the semi-finals of the T20 Cricket World Cup qualifying tournament. They defeated Germany by 7 wickets in Oman this morning to top their group. Ireland will secure a spot at the World Cup later this year if they win their semi-final tomorrow. Their opposition for that match will be confirmed later today. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic returns to action today for the first time since his deportation ahead of the Australian Open last month. The world number one will take on Lorenzo Musetti at the Dubai Tennis Championships. That game starts shortly. Scotland's Andy Murray, he's in action in Dubai as well. He's playing Christopher O'Connell of Australia. It's currently 1 set each. They're into the 3rd set. Finally, for this evening on this week's DL Debate podcast, Brendan Devaney talks with Donegal news reporter Ryan Ferry about yesterday's win for Kerry over Donegal. Ladies County player Katie Heron discusses Donegal's win over Westmeath and her work with All-Ireland club champions Kilcoo. And Irish news reporter Brendan Crossan also looks at the other GAA stories from over the weekend. That's all after the 7 o'clock news this evening. It's also podcasted on highlandradio.com. Back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the UK and EU say they remain committed to finding an agreement on the Northern Ireland Protocol. Both sides held further discussions in Brussels today on the Brexit withdrawal agreement. In a joint statement, chief negotiators Liz Truss and Maro Sefcovic underlined an ongoing determination to finding a solution to outstanding issues, but said that further engagement was needed. Serious concern has been raised over a reported large increase in the number of deer in Donegal and the potential danger that they pose. There's claims that several motorists have had their cars damaged as a result of deer jumping out onto roads. It said she calls for immediate action and the idea of a cull to be explored. Councillor Michael McLafferty says those who have already been impacted have had to foot the bill for repair works themselves.
There's no responsibility. It's been alluded to all right. And it may be a thing that may have to happen going forward as potential culling them at least back to an acceptable number anyway. And at the minute, it's not comfortable. It's unacceptable. It's too dangerous. As I say, many cars have got smashed. Many families have suffered because of the insurance policies and so on that they weren't able to claim for their insurance. And they either had to replace the car or fix it themselves through their own means.
Over 2,100 fines were issued for unauthorised parking in a disabled bay last year. According to figures from the Department of Justice, this number is slightly down from the previous 2 years. In total, Gardaí are handing out just 15 fines a day for illegal parking nationwide. Richard Ryder from the Disabled Drivers Association says there's no excuse for misusing disabled parking spots.
It's one of our members' biggest bugbears, people illegally parking in wheelchair accessible parking spots. You know, and the usual answer is, oh, it'll only be a minute, or, you know, what's it to you where I park, this kind of thing, you know. So there's lots of excuses, and it's something that just shouldn't be done. And they don't think about that person who's in a wheelchair accessible vehicle, or, you know, disabled driver or passenger who's has driven around for maybe 20 minutes looking for a parking spot that's available.
Weather night cloudy this evening with patchy outbreaks of light rain and drizzle and moderate west to southwest winds. A band of heavier and more persistent rain will arrive later in the night. Southwest winds will increase fresh to strong and gusty ahead of the rain, with lowest temperatures this evening of 4 to 7 degrees. And the closing headlines, the Chair of Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee says the weekend storms in Donegal are a stark reminder of the perilous conditions in which some people are living. Councillor Martin McDermott says some in North Inishowen stayed up all night, and in some cases houses affected by Mica were damaged. Well, the clean-up operation is underway across the county following the damage caused by Storm Franklin. It was the third storm to hit Donegal within a matter of days. Donegal County Council has been told that investigations are ongoing into claims of corruption. The claims were made by two councillors in November of last year. And Donegal's newest councillor says he's honoured and humbled to take over from his late father, Councillor Bernard McGuinness. Johnny McGuinness was formally co-opted onto Donegal County Council today. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, February the 21st. The death has occurred of James Ray, Sleevebuck Rafoe. James will be reposing at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening, wake private to family and friends. Funeral from his late residence on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, going to Rafoe Presbyterian Church for 2 o'clock funeral service, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Declan Shields, the Court, High Park, Dublin 9, and formerly of Rockhill, Portnablah, Dunfanaghy. His remains will be reposing at the home of his parents, James and Grania Shields, at Rockhill. Wake tomorrow on Wednesday from 12 noon until 10 p.m. House private to family and neighbours only, please. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Annie Gallagher, Kern Terman. Annie's remains are reposing at her late residence, Rosary, each night at 10 o'clock. House private from after the Rosary until 11 a.m. Funeral Mass in St. Columbus Church, Terman, on Wednesday at 12 noon, which can be viewed online on the St. Columbus Church, Terman Facebook page. Interment will follow afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only. The death has taken place of Samuel Gibson Figart Rafoe. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2:00 funeral service in St Junan's Cathedral Rafoe, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Mary T. McLaughlin, Mallon Road, Carndonagh, formerly of Drumna Ski, Mallon Head. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving her late home tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11:00 Requiem Mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Mary Shields, Nay Scott, Ballywarski, Fanid. Wake for family and close friends in the family home today. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, tomorrow afternoon at 12:00, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on St Mary's Fanavolte Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Fanid Day Centre, care of any family member or Eamon Scott, funeral director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.